Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好.
Sorry, I'm not so confident in my sermons in Chinese.
因为我不太确定我的中文正道的。So
I'm going to speak in English.
所以我只能讲英文.
Thank you for translating.
No matter.
And so today's topic is called When the World Has You.
今天我们要讲的是如果这个世界拥有你。
And the reason why I want to talk about this topic is because I want all of us to start thinking about our Christianity. Because many times when we live our Christian lives, we will act in a way that we think is Christian, but may not truly be.
我们做基督徒这些年，我们有时候觉得自己是信主的，但是好像又没有信得特别好。
And the reason is because the heart is very difficult to grasp.
因为人心难测。
And so, when we consider what we do, we need to think beyond the action and into the heart of the matter.
所以当我们看自己的时候，我们要不要光看自己的行为，我们要审视自己的内心。
Because the difficulty of Christianity many times is bridging the gap between our actions versus what we say we believe.
我们信主有一个很困难的地方，就是让我们的言行一致。
And this difficulty is something that we all deal with.
我们每个人都面对这个问题。
Because nobody likes to be called a hypocrite, right?
因为没有人想让别人觉得自己是虚伪的。
And so we live our lives acting exactly according to what we think a Christian should do.
所以我们觉得一个信主的人应该怎么样，我们就争取是做那样的人。
And we grow to love, you know, black and white, right and wrong. We love black and white, right and wrong.
我们非常喜欢那种黑白分明的事情。
Because it's easy for us to follow.
因为对我们来讲就比较容易执行。
But the problem with that is many times the action that is what we assume to be right and wrong may not be right or wrong based upon our hearts.
但是很多时候我们自认为正确的事情 在我们心里面并不一定觉得是对的。
I'll give you an example.
比如说,
I always feel bad when I walk around in New York City.
I feel bad about living in New York City, about walking around in New York City.
Because there's so many homeless people, right? And so my bleeding heart kind of wants to save people, kind of. And so like whatever money that I have, like I try to give out a dollar or two.
所以我就想东给一块钱，西给一块钱。
And after I give the money,
我的钱都给了。
I feel pretty good.
然后就觉得挺好。
I feel like I've done something for the world.
好像我拯救了世界了一样。
I feel that I have, you know, transcended everybody else around me who ignored the homeless people.
好像我比我身边那些不管无家可归的人，我比他们要高尚很多。
And I can say my spirit feels filled.
所以我的灵魂好像就觉得很满足。
But let me ask you guys something.
但是我问问,
when this happens, right?
当我们这样做的时候,
who is it for?
我们做给谁呢?
I call myself a Christian.
我觉得自己是个基督徒。
I speak on occasions at different churches.
我经常去不同的教会。
And so, by that logic, me helping someone in New York should be Christian, right?
那么像我这样一个 帮助无家可归的人，这么一个人，应该是一个基督徒吧。
But is it really?
但是真的吗?
Because a lot of other people give money to the poor.
因为好多别的人也会把钱送给穷人。
A lot of people go help places that get hit by hurricanes or natural disaster.
很多人去援助那些, 受灾的地方。
You can see that in front of Chinese supermarkets, right?
就是在, 中国超市那边。
There are people who are not Christians,
有那些不信主的人,
but they're still raising money for, you know, an earthquake in China.
然后他们也会为比如说国内的一些震灾啊募钱啊
or hurricane or tornado
或者为全世界的一些灾难啊去募款
So then what makes what I do Christian?
所以那我怎么样就成了一个基督徒了呢
And that, this is a question that we all have to ask ourselves when we live especially in this day and age
我们今天生活在这个时代我们经常会问自己这个问题
And so we're going to look at the Bible
所以我们就要看一看圣经是怎么讲的。
We're going to break down Luke chapter 12.
我们来仔细看一下路加福音十二章。
And hopefully, I pray that God would really reveal Himself to us.
并且我祷告求神能够向我们彰显。
So before we get into it, I'm going to give us a short prayer.
我们来祷告。
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you for this time.
感谢主给我们这个时间。
Give us humility and give us peace within our hearts.
给我们一个谦卑的心，也给我们心里有平安。
As we come before you, cleanse our hearts so that we can listen to your word.
我们来到你的面前，求你洁净我们的心，让我们能听到你的话语。
Because you are the only thing worth worshiping.
因为你是我们唯一敬拜的那一位。
So we must be holy and clean before you.
所以我们在你面前需要圣洁。
Cast away all of our pride and give us humility.
把我们的一切的内心的骄傲赶走。
So that we can clearly listen to you.
让我们能够清楚明白听到你的声音。
We pray for this time ahead.
我们祷告。
And we pray that you would bless this time.
求你祝福我们的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So this passage many times is used when talking about money.
我们这段经文经常是人们谈到钱的时候引用的。
Because it gives a very usual Christian story, like, oh, somebody had a lot of money on earth and then they died and then their spirit and they leave everything behind.
经常讲到的时候会说某某人很有钱但是死的时候一分钱都带不走。
So we use that as an example of how we need to focus on like not having so much stuff.
我们经常用这样的故事来告诉大家不要为自己积攒钱财。
But when I read this passage, I had a little bit of a different idea about it.
但是当我读这个故事的时候我有一个不同的想法。
Because in the beginning, a man comes and he asks Jesus, Jesus, tell my brother to split his inheritance with me.
因为一开始的时候有一个人求耶稣说你来吩咐我和兄长分开家业。
Now, many times when we teach this passage, we say, oh, that person is very greedy or he just wants more money.
每次读到这个故事大家都觉得这个人特别的贪婪因为他想要家产。
But in reality,I feel bad for this guy.
但是事实上我觉得这个人
Because if anybody has dealt with money or inheritance or that kind of fight between family, it's not an easy fight.
因为在家里面关于家产的一些争斗总是很艰难的。
But let me make it a little more understandable for all of us.
我把这个事情再分析一下。
And so it may not happen a lot in Chinese restaurants maybe.Because we fight for the check at the end, right?
在我们中国人里面可能不是很常见。
But when you're young and you're in college and you go out to eat,
你们念书的时候出去吃饭。
Everybody's a little poor. Everybody's a little poor. 没钱。
大家都比较没有钱。I'm gonna sit down there. I can't hear you.
Okay, yeah, go for it. She's just gonna have a seat so she can hear what I'm saying.Oh, because the speakers go out this way, okay. And so, we're all a little poor in college.
我们念书的时候都很穷。
And so when we go out to eat, maybe 10 of us will go out to eat, you know, 火锅 or whatever it is.
我们出去比如吃个火锅啊什么的。
And you know, at the very end, when the check comes out, everybody has a little bit of a heart panic, right?
我们该交钱的时候大家心里面都噗噗跳。
Because this week, I only have $20 in my pocket, what do I do?
因为比如说这周我只有20块钱零花钱怎么办呢
And there's always some people who are very mathematical.
总是会有一两个数学特别好的。
And so they say, okay, my dish was $10.
然后他们会算出来说哎我这块10块钱。
Okay, tax is, you know, 7%.
7% 的税。
And then I have to give at least 15% tip.
然后呢再给15% 的小费。
So they calculate to give you, you know, $13.
然后他就算出来要交13块钱。
And that's nice for someone who is trying to pay the bill, collect all the money, right?
然后还有一个人呢，他会把钱交了。
But you know, there's always that one guy or girl.
然后总有一两个人。
Always they see, oh, my dish was $10, so they give you $10.
他总是觉得说他那个他吃了点东西也就值十块钱，所以给你十块钱。
At the end, you're always wondering, why are we short money? I thought everybody paid.
然后呢，到结果一算账的时候呢，这钱还是不够。
And so imagine that this is a situation. You're in the restaurant. People have given you money. You find out that one person only paid the exact amount of their meal.
然后你就想，比如说吃饭的时候，中间有一个人，他总是要给你，就是他花的那点钱。
And let's say there's a pastor there.
如果有一个牧师。
And you go to pastor and you say, Pastor, this person didn't pay his share. Make him pay more money when we go eat.
然后大家就会找到那个牧师说，你看这个人他吃饭不把钱交了，我们要让他交钱。
And the pastor tells you, who made me arbiter over you or judge between you? Go deal with it yourself.
那牧师就会说，你们为什么，我凭什么给你们管这个事儿呢？你们自己去弄吧。
You'd feel very offended, right?
你会觉得很生气。
You think to yourself, we think to ourselves, oh, we're doing this because this is what is right.
你就觉得说我们做的是对的呀。
So we go before God and we say, hey, this is right and this is wrong.
所以你就到神面前说，你看这样是正确的。
And we expect God to fix the things that are wrong in this world.
你想让神替你把世界上你认为不对的事情给弄对了。
But when God doesn't,
然后神做不做呢？
What do we do?
哦、oh, ，当神这样做的时候，我们怎么办呢
？Let's think about it. This is a very serious. And I mean, I know my story was a little funny, but this is a very serious problem for Christians.
虽然我举的例子有一点不合适，但是呢，这是我们真实的一个情况。
Because when we deal with real life, these are real situations that happen.
因为这个是我们人生当中会遇到真实的情况。
If we have been wronged somehow by brother or sister in church or maybe a relative.
如果我们觉得在教会里面被弟兄姐妹欺负了，或者被我们的亲戚朋友欺负了
，As Christians, we are taught pray to God. God will be your vengeance, right?
因为我们是基督徒啊，我们受的教导是我们要向神求啊，因为神会给我们伸冤。
But when God doesn't act the way we want Him to,
但如果神没有像我们期待的那样为我们伸冤呢
？We grow angry at God.
我们就对神生气了。
We say.God, I gave you all my time and energy and money.
我们会说神啊，我把我的时间精力都花在你身上。
You can't even give me a little bit of real justice in my life?
难道你不能给我的生命中给我一点正义吗
？And we grow tired of serving God because there's no return.
所以我们服侍神就觉得疲倦，没有力气，因为觉得没有得到回报。
And then you start thinking to yourself.Why am I spending all this time? I could be doing something better.
然后你就会想，我为什么要这样做呢？为什么要信主呢？我做点别的不好吗
？And then you can't pray. You can't. You don't like going to church.
然后你就不想祷告了，不想去教会了。
And then where's your Christianity?
那我们的信仰在何处
？And the reason why I bring this up is because our assumption is always like the Pharisees in the New Testament.That God is here to fix this world, the right and the wrong, right here, right now.
因为我们以前总是觉得神要在世界上做行公义，要把坏的弄好了。
And when that doesn't happen, we get disappointed in Christianity.
但是当事情没有像我们预期那样发展的时候，我们就对神失望了。
But the focus of this passage is Christ's response to this man who's declaring that he wants justice.
那么刚才念的这一段经文就是对我们这种想法说的。
And this is what I find a little funny.
我觉得很有意思。
Jesus is the Lord of all the universe.
主耶稣是宇宙的主宰。
All creation.
万物的主宰。
And he says to this man, who made me judge and arbiter between you?
他对这个人说，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你分家业呢？
And what Christ is getting at here is he's trying to say,Do not focus on what is unimportant.
主耶稣说的是你的重心是不对的。
Because he understood the heart of man.
因为他知道人心。
And he understood what this person was trying to get.
因为他知道这个人想要什么。
But he said, that is not what my purpose here on this earth is.
那不应该是我们在世界上的目标。
Because then he gives a parable, right?
所以他给我们讲了一个故事。
Talks about this farmer or this rich man.
讲到这个很富有的财主。
And he, you know, has so much stuff that he needs to build bigger storehouses.
因为他的东西特别的多，所以他要把仓房拆。
His 401k is so big that the bank cannot federally insure it.
他的 401k.
So he needs to split to another bank.
有很多的钱，那一个银行都存不下，要再存一个。
And he says to himself, right?
然后他自言自语说
Be at peace. Eat, drink, be merry.
你现在可以安安逸逸地吃喝快乐了。
And then Christ says that, God warns him and says, you fool.
神却对他说无知的人呢。
Your soul is required of you.
今夜要你的灵魂。
The things you have prepared, where will they be?
你所预备的要归谁呢？
You see, this passage answers this man's question about splitting the inheritance.
耶稣用这个故事回答了那个要分家产人的问题。
And he's not saying that this man is wrong in the request.
他没有说这个人的要求是错误的。
But rather, he says the heart of the matter is wrong.
他说的是这件事情的中心是不对的。
When we think about Christianity as a whole,
当我们想到我们的信仰
and you think about when I give money to somebody who is poor,
你想到说我给穷人，我把钱给穷人
the struggle within my mind and my heart is always this.
我心里面想的是这个
is when I give this to give money to this poor, am I making myself and my own conscience feel better, or am I doing it for God?
当你给穷人钱的时候，是为了让你的良心好过吗？还是你是为神做的这件事
？Because if it is to make myself feel better, I'm doing a good job.
如果就为了让自己好过一点，那你做的不错。
But if God's focus is the soul and spirit of man,
但是神关心的是人的灵魂。
Then I'm in a little bit of trouble.
那就是
I'm in a little bit of trouble. Not doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a Christian.
那就是我就有点做的没有那么好。
Because you guys, who has gone on mission trips? Like Taiwan missions, I know some people maybe have, or mission trip to, oh, there you go. I was looking for you. I was like, where is he? So mission trips for Christians is a big deal during the summer.
在一般在夏天大家都去短宣。
And I remember one of my first trips was to Mexico.
我第一次短宣的是去墨西哥。
And I was going there to help an organization build a church for a pastor there.
我们去那边帮当地人盖一个牧师住的一个房子。
And so we flew to Texas, and then we took a bus into Mexico.
我们飞到德州，然后坐一个大巴开到墨西哥。
And I spent my days basically as a construction worker.
我就在那边做盖房子的工作。
You know, like pouring concrete, mixing concrete.
就像拌水泥，然后浇水泥。
And then, like you know, hammering and you know, trying to build this church for him.
然后钉一些板子盖这个教堂。
And then in the afternoon, we would do VBS for the kids.
在下午的时候给小朋友上主日学。
And I thought I was doing all the right things.
我当时觉得自己做的都是好事。
And I came back to America.
回到美国以后。
And then we were all, you know, excited. The youth people and the young adults were all excited.
我们这些年轻人啊，这些带队的人啊，都非常的兴奋。
Talking about how we did so much for God, and we were helping this church, and how we're so blessed.
我们讲的都是我们做了多大的贡献，帮助这个教会。
And then we started discussing, oh, you know, how poor the people there were, but they were still happy.
然后我们又说，你看那边的人这么穷，但是他们好像很快乐。
And that you know they don't have very much, but we have so much here.
他们好像一无所有，我们什么都有了。
And that they need Jesus.
他们需要主耶稣。
And it all sounded good right up here.
好像听起来都是很好。
But that very attitude of me thinking that I'm somehow better in a better place than the people that I'm serving.
但是就是我们当时那种态度，自以为高人一等。
How my house has electricity and running water, but all they have is, you know, metal with no lights inside.
我们因为自己的有电，有这些好的设施而沾沾自喜那种心态。
And I think about, you know, how rich we are in America and how poor they are in Mexico.
想到我们在美国多么富裕，他们在墨西哥多么贫穷。
And I completely ignore the fact that it was souls that we were trying to save.
我完全忽视了一个重要的事情，就是我们去是为了要拯救人的灵魂。
Not houses we were trying to build.
不是去给他们盖房子的。
You see, that attitude for Christians is very easy.
我们基督徒很容易就走入了那个心态。
We think that we have something physically that we can give to others.
因为我们想的都是我们物质上有什么就给什么。
Oh, you're in a hurricane, let me give you money. I'm doing God's work.
哦，你经历了飓风，那我就把钱给你。我是用神来帮你，在神的名义下给你。
But what are we truly doing if we never focus upon the soul?
但是如果我们从来不关心大家的灵魂，那会是怎么样的？
You see, this passage is not telling us we cannot have things or stuff.
这个故事并不是告诉我们我们不能够拥有钱财。
But it's telling us, where is your heart in the midst of all these things?
重点是在这些事情当中你的心在什么地方。
Verse 21, let's read.
在21节。
So is the one who lays up treasure for himself. Let's stop there.
凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的。
If we stop there, I can say that this passage is about everybody needs to be poor and give everything to God.
如果我们就停在这儿，我们会以为神想让我们都是贫穷的。
But in reality it says, So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
然后他下面说，神面前却不富足的。
Because the difference is not rich toward God.
这个重点就是在神面前却不富足。
Because God has given us everything,
因为神已经给我们一切了。
We must then also be rich towards God.
我们在神面前也要把一切都给他。
That weird phrase has always bothered me a little bit.
就这句话的措辞经常让我思考。
Because for me, I always think, well, if God gave us everything and everything belongs to Him,then how am I going to be rich or generous to God with the stuff that He gave me?
我想如果神拥有一切，而且他给我们一切，那么我给他的又有什么呢？
And I thought about it until my dad gave an illustration one day.
直到有一天我爸爸给我讲了一个事情。
And he talked about sharing.
他讲到关于分享。
So let's say I have a younger brother, he's not little right now, he's 30-something. But pretend when he was younger.
我们假设一个弟兄年轻的时候。
And his name is Tim.
他叫 Tim.
And so the way that we as adults teach sharing for kids is we do this.
我们给他们讲课的时候是这样的。
We give them a bag of chocolate or candy.
我们给他一个糖果。
And then we say, okay, share, right?
然后告诉他说你要去分享。
And then they give you the candy.
然后他把那个糖给你。
And you say, yay, right? And you give it back.
然后你就说，哎呀，太好了，但是你又给。
And you do this back and forth, share, all right, yay, give it back, share, okay, yeah, give it back. And we teach sharing like this.
然后你一遍一遍的就这样来教他怎么样去分享。
But the problem is, that's not sharing.
但是那个并不是真正的分享。
What happens when it's like, hey, Timmy, share, right? He's got one piece of candy. And I tell him, share, and he gives me it.
如果你告诉他说，哎，你要分享啊，他把那个糖给你了。
And I open and eat it.
然后你把它打开，把它吃了。
Oh, the crying that will happen is tremendous to any child.
等着那个小孩哭个天翻地覆。
They say to yourself, "That's not the way we play this game. You give it back to me afterward."
因为他们知道这个游戏不是这样玩的。他把糖给你，你应该还给他。
And you think that's ridiculous.But when we talk to God, we say, hey, God, I gave you all this stuff. You're supposed to give me back that plus a little more.
你觉得那个孩子这样很傻吗？我们在神面前也是这样的。我们给神一点点的时候，都期待着神给我们更多。
How come I keep serving at church, but that other guy got the promotion?
为什么我一直在教会服侍，但是那个家伙却得到了升迁？
How come I spend time sending my kids to youth group,But my kid didn't get into Ivy League, but all the other kids who went to, you know, 补习班 got in.
那为什么我的孩子来敬拜，但是他
Oh man, that
他没能上常青藤，那些去上补习班的孩子却上了常青藤。
That pressure is very real.
那种压力是真实的。
But you see, that's what this is talking about right here.
这个就是这个经节所讲的。
It's saying that when you hit a point where you must be generous towards God, the focus is your reaction when that generosity brings you to the point of death. But let me rephrase that for you. Let's put it this way. Storing up treasures for this man was great until he died, right?
这个人积攒钱财是很好的，直到他死的那一天。
But what God is talking about at that last verse is when you have these things, not to say that you're not supposed to have it, but when you have it, are you rich toward God?
但是神 给他讲的就是说，你为什么要有这些东西呢？
Because when you die,
因为你死的时候，
the only thing that matters is were you rich toward God?
最关当你死的时候，唯一关键的就是你在神面前是不是富足的。
Because there are people who are poor but rich.
因为有人在世上是贫穷的，但是在神面前是富足的。
And some people who are rich but poor.
还有一些人在世上是富足的，在神眼里是贫穷的。
Some people, when they have only $5 in their pocket, will still give tithe.
有些人身体身上只有五块钱，他也会做十一奉献。
And some people who are millionaires, who won't give anything to the poor.
有些百万富翁也是一毛不拔。
You see, rich poor has nothing to do with the amount of things that they have.
富有和贫穷跟你的钱财没有关系。
And especially for Christians, it has to do with the heart.
作为基督徒来讲，关系到我们的心。
Because when you read this passage, it is not that the young man is asking something wrong for something that is wrong.
我们读这个故事的时候，我们知道主耶稣并没有说这个人他说的是错误的。
It's saying that in this world, there's something that is more.
他告诉他们，在这个世界上还有更多的东西要去追求。
So he gives this parable as a way to explain his purpose is not for righting physical rights and wrongs.
所以这个比喻，他的要教导我们，不是那些黑白分明的那种。
But what he's doing is saying that there is eternity that you must consider.
他就是提醒我们说，我们应该考虑永恒更多一点。
And so for us as Christians, when we do things,
我们作为基督徒，我们在做事情的时候，
we really need to think if we are actually considering eternity.
我们要知道自己到底有没有考虑永恒。
Not just whether we think it is right or wrong in this world,
而不仅仅是我们自以为在这个世界上的对与错。
But whether or not what we do has an impact beyond here and now.
应该是我们所做的东西在除了在当下还有没有别的更大的影响。
I'll give you an example.
比如说。
So we had some construction done on our house recently.
我们最近家里面进行一个工程。
And this guy came in, he's not a Christian.
有一个人来。
And you know the kind of the Asian way of haggling back and forth.
因为这个人他不信主，他就跟我们讨价还价。
So in the beginning it was, oh yeah, 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 we can do all of this for this super cheap price.
一开始报价很低。
And we told him, we know you need to make money because you're a business, so let's increase that a little bit, do it for this amount.
我们告诉他说，我们知道你应该还要赚一点，所以我们再给你加一点。
And of course, halfway through it was,oh, this is difficult, that's taking more materials, you need to add more money because of this and that.
但是工程进行在一半，他就开始说了，说又缺这个少那个，要加很多钱。
And so we said, okay, okay, fine. Gave him a little bit more money to finish the renovation.
所以我们也认了，就给了他钱，让他把工程进行。
And after it was all done, personally, I gave it like, you know, a 79%. C, almost B.
就最后的时候
I thought it wasn't that great of a job. It was like high C, low B level of work.
这个最后他其实做的并不好。
Yeah, 79分, okay, almost B. And at that point, my dad had planned to give him a little extra money as a thank you.
但是我父亲想再给他一点钱作为一个奖励。
And for me personally, I said, why give him more money? Because he already asked for more, and then his work is not 100% great, so why am I going to give him extra?
我就并不想给他，因为我觉得他完成的很差。
My dad said, my dad chastised me at that time.
那我爸爸说
，He said, you have a job.
他说你是有工作的人。
You can always make more money.
你可以挣更多的钱。
But if you were to just give this little bit of thankfulness to the contractor,
但如果你就给这个干工程的人给他一点点的感谢
，It gives me a chance to ask him to come to church.
给我一个机会能够邀请他来教会。
What's it worth to you?
这怎么你觉得呢
？And I stood there and I thought for a second.
我想了想。
And half of me is like this young man.
我有一半心里面是跟这个经节里的人想的是一样的。
I told God he didn't do that good of a job, so according to the rules of business, I don't have to give him any sort of tip or thank you.
我跟神说，这个人干活那么差，根据就是生意的原则，我不应该再给他钱了。
And I'm not wrong in saying that.
我这样说并没有错。
But then when you consider eternity and a soul that needs to be saved,
但是当我想到永恒和人这个人的灵魂需要得救的时候，
就把我头痛 ，OK?
That gives him a headache.
Because what my dad said was absolutely correct.
因为他爸爸讲的也是对的。
If I can go around New York City and hand out dollars or $5 for a year,
如果我整天在纽约里面东给一块西给一块
，and I just feel good about myself,
自己觉得沾沾自喜的时候
，what's a couple hundred dollars so that someone has a chance to go to church?
为什么在这个人可以去教会、去督促他去教会的时候，就不愿意再多给他几百块钱呢
？And not to say that we're paying people to go to church.
我并不是说我们是用钱来让人来教会。
But showing thankfulness to the contractor because and he is a non-believer.
因为他是不信主的人，我们对他表示一些感谢。
And keeping that relationship alive.
就是为了能让我们还有这个联系。
Is it worth the pride that I have to say, "Hey, I'm going to do this"?
那个其实是很值得为这个多花一点钱。
Now each situation is different, okay?
我知道大家的情况都有所不同。
I'm not saying like whenever somebody does a bad job, you're like, "Oh, it's okay, that's good."
我并没有说如果你们家人有人给你们干了很差的工作，你们也要假装欣赏。
What I'm saying is consider the heart of the matter.
我是说你一定要看这个事情的中心。
Do you know why mission trips in other countries are so easy for us?
你们知不知道去宣教是为什么这么容易吗
？Because we are wealthy and they are poor.
因为我们有钱，他们没钱。
Poor people, let me come save you.
你觉得在穷人面前，你觉得你可以
？But do you know why evangelizing to your coworkers and your classmates are so difficult?
但是为什么跟你的同事、同学来传福音就这么困难呢
？Because they don't need anything from you.
因为他不需要从你这儿得到任何东西。
We're standing here as Christians with the key to eternal life.
我们站在这儿，作为基督徒，我们要想的是永恒。
But they do not think that they need anything from us.
但是他们不知道。
So the only thing that we can do as believers,
作为一个信主的人，我们能做的就是
is to live in the way that God has dictated in His Word.
就是像神教导我们那样生活。
So that we are different from those around us.
为的是与别人分别出来。
Because it is not the money we give to the poor or the time we spend in church.
我们给穷人的钱，我们花的教会的时间都不重要。
It is not the prayer meetings we necessarily go to or the events that we attend for church.
甚至我们去参加的祷告会，甚至去参加的宣教活动。
Those are all very good, by the way.
这些都是好的。
But it comes down to what is your relationship and heart towards God.
但是归根结底是我们跟神的关系到底是怎么样。
Because when you are generous and you are rich towards God,
如果你是对神很慷慨的
then everything matters.
那么你所做的一切都是好的。
But if you are not rich and generous towards God,
如果你对神很小气
then nothing matters.
你做什么都没用。
That is the problem and the issue with our Christianity today.
这就是今天信主的人所面临的一个问题。
Because we do and we act.
因为我们做事情，我们也。
Without realizing that the world has a complete control of us.
却不知道我们是被世界所控制。
But we as believers need to start living and acting.
我们作为信主的人应该开始这样子。
As if Christ had full control of us.
我们应该知道我们是被主耶稣基督控制的。
So that our actions truly matter in eternity.
这样子我们做出来的事情才在永恒里面有份。
So I pray for us, as a church, as Christians within, this world.
所以我为我们祷告。
That we would be able to cleanse our hearts and to truly be generous towards God.
让我们能够清洁我们的心，真正的能够对神能够大方。
Because that is the only thing that matters.
因为那个才是最重要的。
And from that love of God and the generosity and richness towards God stems all of our other actions.
因为出于对神的爱，出于对神的忠心耿耿，我们才能产生好的行动。
So that we can be effective to our coworkers and our friends and our family.
这样我们才能有效地影响身边的公。
And not just effective in overseas missions when we are wealthier or, you know, better looking or have more resources than them.
而不是只能到一个比我们穷的地方才能传福音。
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to start considering our faith.
我们应该开始考虑我们的信仰。
We need to start considering our actions.
思考我们的行动。
We need to start thinking about and praying about our hearts.
我们要开始为我们的心祷告。
With that, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord God, we thank you for this time.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们这个时间。
We pray for each and every single person here.
我们为在座的每一位献上祷告。
We pray that our hearts would be opened in love to you.
求你打开我们的心，让我们能够爱你。
And that our actions would mimic that of Christ.
让我们的行为能够效法基督。
We pray that throughout our lives,
我们求你在我们的人生当中，
that the things we do, no matter if we are eating or sleeping,
我们不论吃喝坐坐起，
whatever actions that we do, whether we are going out,
不论我们出我们入，
that we would glorify you,
我们都荣耀你的名。
And pray all these things in Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.